You're listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast with your host, Brandon Suba.
Hello and welcome to the BNI Heartland podcast. My name is Brandon Suba, Regional Growth and Education Director for BNI Heartland. And with me today from Sioux Falls, South Dakota, via our Zoom, we're not together live, but we can see each other through video chat. I have Cody Ninzi-Helzer with Cody Realty Group, like I said, in Sioux Falls, South Dakota, although we're going to kind of talk about not Sioux Falls, but maybe Harrisburg area, with professional, and she is in the Professional Partners BNI chapter. Cody, how are you today?
I'm doing great. How are you doing, Brandon?
I'm doing good. Now, I was very fortunate. I was the area director of the chapter before Cody joined as the real estate agent, so I've known you ever since you joined BNI. And there was one time we were up, or I was up there, I can't remember, chapter visits, or there was an event, and a group of us got to go to dinner, and we had a really fun time.
We did, downtown Sioux Falls.
Yes, yep. And I bless you, and I think a few others. You guys made quite the truck in heels. I always respect those.
Yes, I am short, so, you know, I typically wear a lot of heels. So, but yeah, it was fun.
We walked quite far to get to the restaurant. But why I have her on the podcast today is she does a lot of cool things to get good exposure for her business, get her name out. And you notice I said Harrisburg versus Sioux Falls. And if you're familiar with the area, Harrisburg, it's kind of on the outskirts of the Sioux Falls area. And I know a lot of us want to get more exposure for our business. And maybe you are trying to tap into a new area of your town, or maybe you're new to the town or things on those lines. And after hearing a couple of the things she did, I wanted to have her on the podcast. And as we were preparing for this, her list just kept going on and on and on. So we picked a few that I feel would translate very well, that members or business owners, you could even try some of these, I mean, tomorrow. But the cool thing with all of these is she has collaborated with BNI members, with most of them, if not all of them. So Cody, let's start with, I'm going to say, the first one I heard, and I'm kind of fond of this one, but let's start with the happiest hour. Tell us a little bit about the happiest hour.
What the happiest hour is the last Thursday of every month, myself and two other business people, one of them being a BNI member in our chapter, we get together and we host from 5:30 to 6:30 the happiest hour at the local pub in Harrisburg. And basically it's we, you know, are out there just showing face, serving drinks to the people if we need to help out a little bit, but it's just going around and showing our face in front of people in the community and building those relationships with people. And it's not necessarily selling ourselves and what our business is, however, obviously, we do occasionally get asked questions and things like that, and that's, you know, the intent. But just really, it's an hour of free drinks on us, and so it's the happiest hour, obviously. So we do that once a month, and it's we have a great turnout, and people look forward to it.
So I like this. It's the happy hour. It's after work. People can go and kind of relax a little bit. But you don't have to defend that people are going to ask you about your business. I think that's one great thing in BNI is we do really well with the Giver's Gain, and definitely during our open networking. If there's a visitor there, we ask a lot of questions about them, where a lot of these events should be related to the exposure for you. And even when we talk about the VCP process and BNI, this is gaining credibility for you guys too. And I think we'll get more into that as we get into a couple others. Okay, so this one coming up here, the Prairie Christmas. Tell us about this one.
The Prairie Christmas is, it'll actually be coming up here in a couple weekends on a Saturday. And it's at the high school here in Harrisburg. And there is obviously a couple of performances that afternoon. And so they have vendor booths that are set up as you come into the high school and walk towards the theater area. And so myself and the photographer in our BNI chapter have partnered up, because when you think of home, you typically think of memories. And so obviously you're hanging those memories and pictures on the wall of your home. And so her and I are going to partner up and have a booth together, and people can stop and register for a mini family session and a free 16 by 20 portrait. And so we just figured this was a great way. We both live here in Harrisburg and happen to be in the same chapter. And so it's a great way to get in front of people. And this is the kind of, this is the time of year where people are spending time with their family over the holidays and making those memories. And what better way than to capture a family and hang it on the wall of their home. So looking forward to that here in a couple weekends.
And one thing I like that you said about this event was you guys aren't necessarily in the same context sphere, but you still found a way to make that connection. And I love your saying, you know, homes bring memories, and they really do. So that gets you outside of that box. Just because this person's not involved in real estate or the real estate context sphere, you guys found a way to work together, get that exposure, and have fun with it too. You know, with
the— Absolutely. And we've also done that for Halloween. We just did that here in October at the local hair salon in town, who happens to be a member of another BNI chapter. Nice. The three of us partnered up, and we did you stop into the business during the business trick-or-treat and take a snapshot of your kiddo in their costume, and then we emailed those out. So that was actually two BNI chapters collaborating together.
Excellent. And I will throw this one out there because I took part of this. Do it for people's dogs sometime. If you have an event that they can get a picture—
Definitely.
—of their dog. I've never seen a line so far out a door than the picture for the dog.
Yeah, okay. Absolutely.
Next one, home for the holidays.
Yes. So obviously we have Bob's Carpet Cleaning in our BNI chapter. And so myself and her and one of the cleaning ladies in town in Harrisburg, we created Home for the Holidays. And so people had to like, comment, and share the Facebook post. And it was a chance for them to win carpet cleaning and house cleaning, obviously. And so that's a fun event, obviously. As we have family coming for this time of year, who doesn't want clean carpet and a clean house before the company come to visit? So we just did that and drew our winner here a few weeks ago in time for them to book that to get their house cleaned for the holidays.
All right, so we've touched on happy hours. We've touched on supporting your local school and taking advantage of a vendor booth. Touched the social media one. You guys were rocking the social media on that one. So then the last one here, and like I said, you guys, there's a list. I think if you could pick Cody's brain, she could probably just create something for you too as she's thinking about it. But the last one is how you can use a lot of members in the chapter, but this is your appreciation event.
Correct.
You have the basket that you can use. So tell us a little bit about the basket.
Sure. We have the Meadow Barn, which is a beautiful venue on the edge of the apple orchard outside of Harrisburg. And I am doing an appreciation event for all of my current and past clients, business partners, and community members, expecting hopefully 200 to 250 people. And it'll be dinner, drinks, and live music. And it's a way to say thank you to the people that support my business. And one of those things, we will have door prizes. And so, you know, bottles of wine, gift cards, and different things. But I thought what a great thing to do would be to have a BNI basket. And so I have asked, obviously, in my weekly presentation this week, ironically, that anybody that would like to contribute to that basket in the next few weeks, if they would like, whether it be a gift card, a promo item, et cetera. And it's just a great way. A lot of those people are going to be there mingling with people anyways. And so what better way to get them in front of potentially 200 people plus?
Well, and think, you know, through that basket, promote the businesses. And that's where those tier two referrals come in. I won, you know, this carpet cleaning in this basket, and they did such a great job. And then they refer two or three people out. And it's not a crazy large investment for the members, be it, you know, I'm a firm believer. If you give away something for free, make sure that it's a valid thing. You can afford to give away something for free. I don't see you giving away a free house, right? That'd be a little crazy, don't you think?
Yeah, that might be a bit extreme, but there's other ways of being able to provide, you know, giveaways and so forth. So,
and you provided a great platform for your members to do this. So, like I said, you guys, that's— Absolutely. —four ideas out of the many that that we talked about before this podcast. And Cody, I think it's fantastic. She shared her story with me, and She kind of left a great job and decided she wanted to be a real estate agent and headed out to the Sioux Falls area and worked her butt off, knocking on doors, rocking the chamber, and it's come so far. And now you've earned some awards, if I'm correct, in the real estate world.
Yeah, I have. I actually I was the small business of the year for the Harrisburg Chamber in 2016. Also, I finished in the top 1% in my company the last 2 years, and a lot of that is thank you to my BNI chapter members and also my community, Harrisburg, that I live in, very supportive. And also, this last year, I was fortunate enough to be one of the top real estate agents in the country for South Dakota, one of 15 selected. And so, and that was with the Wall Street Journal and Real Trends. So just very blessed to have made a career change and doing what I love every day.
Well, we're honored to have you in our BNI chapter, and it is fantastic, phenomenal business owners like yourself that make BNI in Sioux Falls area and across the Heartland region so successful. So any final thoughts, Cody, on the podcast here?
I was just going to say that, you know, honestly, collaborating with my BNI members, they're like family to me. I owe a lot of my success to my chapter that I am a member of. They've been one of my top referral sources. I used to be a numbers person, so I track where my source of business comes from. And I'm just, I'm grateful to be a member of the BNI Professionals Partner.
Awesome. Thank you. And as a reminder for our listeners, these podcasts are for you. If there's ever a topic you would like us to cover, please email us at podcast@bniheartland.com, and we will do our best to cover that in the future. Cody, thank you so much for your time today.
Thank you, Brandon. I appreciate it as well.
And I look forward to talking to the rest of you on the future podcast.
Thank you for listening to the official BNI Heartland podcast. For more, follow us on Facebook or go to www.bniheartland.com.